Jake and Ben, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Time for a little What You Got Wednesday. We do it every Wednesday. If you're new to the show, Ben and I both do a five-selection draft of one sports topic, one not sports topic, and then we put it out for a vote. And I dominated last week.
Did you?
Because I had a bad week the week before, so it's good. I had a good rebound. Best Tobacco Road college basketball players.
You got Michael Jordan one.
61-39. And best friendship duos in movies. 69-31.
Okay.
Sorry, buddy. I feel like we got criticized because we missed a lot in the friendship duo department. So you get the first pick of both drafts today. Congratulations.
Okay. I was ill prepared for this.
Today's sports-related draft, Sarah, is?
We're doing best all-time NBA rookies.
So,
like their rookie season.
Their rookie season, yeah.
Best rookie seasons of all time. Oh, man. How do we want to break this down? Do we want to lay out the stats? What are we talking about here?
Whatever criteria you want.
Okay. Do you think there's an obvious number one? My go-to question.
Statistically, there probably is, but I'm not sure what you're considering.
Okay. I'm going to go with maybe the most iconic number one or rookie season of all time, and I'm going to go with Magic Johnson.
Yeah, he won the title.
He wins the title. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is hurt game six in Boston, right? And Magic steps in and plays center. And
I think it was in Philadelphia.
Is that Philly?
I'm pretty sure.
Has 42 and 15 on the road and hits the game winner. So, yeah. Finals MVP his first year, Magic Johnson.
So I'm going to go with Wilt Chamberlain because he did have the statistically best rookie season ever, 37.6 points, 27 rebounds, and he won the MVP and the Rookie of the Year award, which I don't think has been duplicated. But that would be the I get the Magic Johnson pick because, like, as far as iconic rookie seasons go, that's probably it. But
that's
I'll go with Wilt.
Give me. These are hard. There's not that many iconic rookie seasons. We're just doing the NBA, right? We're not doing
Yeah, just the NBA.
All right, I'm going to go with Michael Jordan. He wins Rookie of the Year over Hakeem Olajuwon. He averages 28 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Like, immediately steps in and was the best player from the draft class right away. And everyone's like, oh, man, this guy's different. And at some point is going to take over and be the best player in the world. And he did.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that'll get you some votes for sure. I'm going to go with Larry Bird. He lost in the conference finals his rookie year to the Sixers, so,
Magic
did beat the Sixers in the finals. But Larry Bird did win Rookie of the Year over Magic that year, had a great statistical season, averaged a double-double, 21 points and 10.4 rebounds. 4.5 assists per game, and of course, you know, the opening chapter, as you mentioned, to the Bird Magic saga. So I'm going with Larry Legend.
Man. You know what? I'll go a little bit more recent because everyone knew he should have been the pick and they blew it. Give me Luka Doncic. Give me Big Luka. He steps in right away. What did he go fourth? The Hawks traded him on.
Yeah, for Trae Young.
And obviously got drafted behind both DeAndre Ayton and what's his name now in Sacramento, who's now on his third team in the NBA. That's how bad he is. It just
Marvin Bagley?
Bagley. Give me Luka Doncic. Rookie year. Let me see what Luka even
did
averaged.
You see that Vlade Dadi was in attendance at a game the other day and Luka was trash-talking him for not drafting him?
Luka averaged 21, 8, and 6 his rookie season. But did it on very good efficiency. Like, was a good player right away.
All right. And we'll put the years on here, by the way, when we list it online or whatever. Ben, I'm going to go with Shaq.
Yeah.
In 92, 93. And, you know, statistically, it was great. 23 and 14. 3.5 blocks per game. But Shaq instantly changed the league. The day he got into the league, he changed it, and all of a sudden there was this big, powerful center that moved and was unstoppable. Changed the way fouls were called. I mean, changed the league day one, not to mention the most marketable player since Michael Jordan, for sure. But remember he's making movies and Kazam and all this stuff? I mean, Shaq was just dominating. Remember his logo of him with the two-handed power dunk? I mean, that...
On the shoes.
Yeah. So I guess I don't need to justify, but I'm going to go with Shaq.
I'm going to go with a guy, this kind of doesn't count, but it does count because it was his first season in the NBA, David Robinson. David Robinson gets drafted in 87, comes in 1989-90, makes all NBA, makes all defensive team, makes the all-star team, wins rookie of the year. His rookie season averaged 24 points and 12 rebounds and 4 blocks a game. Like, immediately stepped in to a prime era of big men in the NBA and was as good as anybody. So, David Robinson. Was that my fourth pick? Okay.
So David Robinson. So, this is four for me. I'm going to go with Lou Alcindor.
Okay.
For the Bucks in 69-70. 28.8 points per game, 14.5 rebounds. Dominant.
And then I'm just going to follow it up with the other Twin Tower in San Antonio. And give me Tim Duncan's rookie season. Number one overall pick. Steps in. 21 points, 12 rebounds, 2.5 blocks, all NBA first team, all defensive second team, rookie of the year, all-star, finished top 5 in defensive player of the year. Tim Duncan was bananas as soon as he got into the NBA, and then they won a title his second year. All-star his first season, though. Incredible player.
I should probably go someone more modern, but for my final pick, I'm going to go Oscar Robertson, the Cincinnati Royals, 60-61. 30 points, 10 rebounds, 9.7 assists. Almost a triple-double back when triple-doubles actually meant something.
We probably whiffed on LeBron.
I thought about LeBron, but LeBron statistically was...
I mean, he was like 25-5 his first year. They did not make the playoffs, which is the only thing I would hold against him.
Oscar Robertson was my last one.
That was the issue. He did not make the playoffs his first year in the NBA.
They were so bad, though. Yeah. It's hard to hold. I'd love to hold that against LeBron, but yeah, LeBron could have been the other one.
But, sure. I mean, again, look at who we drafted. You know, it's not like we had a list of bad players on the roster.
LeBron did not average 25 points per game.
I said 25-5. 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists.
Okay,
five
that's
assists.
It. Right. Sorry, I was confused. I was like, I thought that sounded high. He jumped to 27 points per game in his second year. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Sarah, do you want to recap?
I think my list is too old.
You got a lot of oldsters.
Yes, I don't have the years for everyone, but...
we can get them.
Jake, you have 1, Wilt Chamberlain, 2, Larry Bird, 3, Shaq, 4, Kareem, 5, Oscar Robinson.
Robertson.
And Ben, you have 1, Magic Johnson, 2, Michael Jordan, 3, Luka Doncic, 4, David Robinson.
Yep.
And then 5, Tim Duncan.
Yeah. Mine's certainly more modern.
Very much so. All right, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe there's some throwback people out there online that want to vote for me. I doubt it. All right.
So for our non-sports draft, we are doing top 5 best animals in movies. Take that however you want. Animated, non-animated, best animals.
Okay, I'm going to take a number 1 overall pick. If you guys want to veto it, you can. Okay. Give me, I'm giving you guys full right. Again, let me ask a question. Is there an obvious number 1 pick?
No.
If I take the T-Rex from Jurassic Park, does that count?
Fine with me. It's an animal.
Sarah, you okay with the T-Rex in Jurassic Park?
Yeah. That's kind of random.
I think it's the
but...
best animal character of my lifetime. It was iconic when it came out. Still is the main character, even though I know they have like actual humans. But give me the T-Rex in Jurassic Park.
I'm going with my favorite, Snoopy.
Okay. That's fine. That works.
Charles Schulz was a brilliant man.
Yeah, he was. And I'm with you. In on Snoopy. I'm going to go with... This is tough. This is a hard one. There's a lot to pick from, and I'm not sure how many... I don't like movies with animals... is an issue. Give me Babe, the pig that lives in the city.
Pig in the City, I believe, was the sequel.
What's the sequel? Same stupid pig.
All right. I'm going to go with Mickey the Mouse.
Okay. A character.
Animal in movie.
Sure, you're right. You're not wrong. Oh, okay, I'll take this one. Give me the shark in Jaws, which is exactly the T-Rex in Jurassic Park. It's the same character.
Same director, even.
Same director. Same idea. He just repackaged it with some science fiction.
And some new CGI, some new tech.
Yeah, but give me the shark in Jaws.
I'm going to go with Bugs Bunny.
You're just going all cartoon characters.
Beloved cartoon characters.
Sure.
That are animals.
You're not wrong. I almost picked a mean one. I'm not gonna pick it. Not the Jaws
mean
is
to me?
The hero. No, it would have been just horribly, horribly insensitive. So I'm not gonna do that one. Give me.
Ben's really struggling.
This is hard.
There's so many though. Just take your pick.
Give me Beethoven.
The dog?
The dog. Beethoven.
God, that was a bad movie.
Yeah, I don't like those movies at all.
Right. I know what I'm going to pick last because you're never going to pick it. So I will not go that way. Let's see here. I feel like there are so many good Disney and Warner Brothers animals to go with. I'm going to go with Goofy the dog.
You're just going all cartoon characters. You're going all cartoon characters.
Again, beloved cartoon characters. Nobody cares about Beethoven the dog. Everybody loves Goofy.
Yeah, you're right. I like Goofy. I have so many that would never get me votes, so I'm not going to pick them. Is this my fifth? All right, give me King Kong. The best gorilla there is.
Somewhere Magilla Gorilla is pretty upset about that tank. Oh, man, I didn't even think about the Hanna-Barbera universe. What am I doing?
Yeah, there's a whole lot out there.
Oh, because I've got to take my last pick because it's the most amazing animal character of all time. But I left Yogi Bear on the board.
Yeah, there's a lot.
My final one, I'm going to go with Mr. Ed.
That idiot?
The whole time talking horse? Wilbur, that guy? Incredible.
Sarah, do you feel like there's... What would you have picked, Sarah? You were mad at me for taking Beethoven, the Saint Bernard.
I don't know. I feel like I resonate more with Jake's in this situation than with yours. That's
sure, you
all.
Guys went cartoon characters.
Yeah, I was... But, like, what's his name? Air Bud? You could
Air
have
Bud?
Gone. I would have taken him over Beethoven.
Different. That's a different era. Most of our listeners are not your age, so I'm catering to people my age. Got a text from Steve. Lassie, a classic.
Yes, Lassie.
Bambi, a classic. Anaconda from the movie Anaconda. A good one there. You know what I should have taken? I actually love this character because the meaning behind this character and what the character represents is great. Was it the crocodile in Peter Pan?
Oh, yeah. Isn't his name... Doesn't he have a name? Well, isn't it like TikTok or something?
8 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
The croc who eats Captain Hook. Because the crocodile represents time, which is why he ticks and talks when he comes by. And they go to Neverland because they never want to grow up. But the bad guy is a clock ticking, which is about life. Very good writing. Anyhow.
Who was your favorite chipmunk?
Nemo.
Nemo?
Nemo's on the list. Sea Biscuit.
Oh, yeah, that's a
I've
good
never
one.
Seen never seen it.
Love Sea Biscuit.
Not a horse guy.
Secretariat?
Yeah, Secretariat. Those are like real animals.
Secretariat, they both are. I'm sure they made a movie about Secretariat.
Hooch from Turner and Hooch.
The dog from, what's it called, Sandlot?
Yeah, that's a good one. What's it, Hercules?
Hercules.
Yeah.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
All right.
Tom and Jerry.
Garfield?
Garfield.
I like Garfield.
There's so many.
Not a good Garfield movie.
Quick recap.
I like the rat from Ratatouille.
Jake, you have 1 Snoopy, 2 Mickey Mouse, 3 Bugs Bunny, 4 Goofy the dog, and then 5 Mr. Ed the horse. Ben, you have 1 the T-Rex from Jurassic Park.
Yep.
2 Babe the pig. 3 the shark from Jaws.
Yeah.
4 Beethoven the dog, and then 5 King Kong.
Ah, okay. We went totally different approaches there. I'll be curious to see where our, I think you're going to win. I'll be curious which way our listenership goes.
What is this? Somebody says, someone for the love of God, please take Godzilla or King Kong.
I got King Kong.
Ben got you there. Colton said, Ben lost when he picked Babe with the second pick. Yeah, I
people like
say.
Babe.
No, they don't.
The spider, Charlotte from
Charlotte's Web.
That's a good one.
Mr. Ed should have gone 1. Legend.
What's the classic movie about the dog that dies?
Benji?
No. Oh, my gosh.
Marley and Me?
Yes.
It's not a classic movie.
That isn't a classic movie, no.
It's a terrible movie. I hate animals. I hate animal movies. That's why I went with these bad creatures.
What, Old Yeller? Isn't that the original dog dying movie?
Yeah. Yeah. They shoot the dog. Anyways.
Rough.
Yeah, that was the time I cried. I remember seeing that movie. That was like the movie when I was young that were like, you don't want to see it. It's going to make you cry.
Oh, man. I've had a rough morning.